Good morning, Patriots. So yes, there was a technical problem this morning. Amazing. And it worked through it. It took 30 minutes of technical problem. This technical problem that my eyelids wouldn't open. And I don't even know what happened. But we resolved it. Mechanical problem of the... There must be a special word I could use for eyelids. For the operational function of the eye coverings. But I solved the problem. So I'm here. And right beside me is my trusting cup of coffee. So you know everything's good then, right? All of that. All right, so let's get down to business. No more of those technical problems like that. We have work to do. Doggone thing. Have a conversation with the operators later. So here we go. We're going to go over Ephesians 1, starting at 15. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may not know what is the hope in which he has called you, but what are the riches of his glorious inheritance of the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly place. For above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. But he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Central word. Phrase here is having the eyes of your hearts enlightened. This is a very interesting time that we are currently in, and so many are walking in darkness. And they're walking in a place where the truth of who they are, the truth of their true sense of inheritance, is being blocked and obscured by acts of sorcery, so to speak, centered around this injection. The one thing that we have to keep in mind is that God can heal all things. And so as much frustration as we have, myself included, and I have expressed plenty of it, the one balance to all things with those that have made the choice of taking the vax is that God can heal all things. I think every person out here at a certain point gets very frustrated, and we all do, with the weakness and the nature of people that literally just can't stand with God. We stand boldly with God. We take a lot of broadsides, trying to always keeping our feet, but there's a wave of things coming at us almost daily. If even just reading the newspaper headlines or reading something on the internet, it's a wave daily of somebody trying to take an assault once again at the true believers to try to take them off their stand and try to turn them into a subject of the state. And by that, in this day and age, that translates to being a subject of the injected mass. Join the sheeple. Join the herd. Become part of the herd immunity, which translates to become part of the herd that can no longer speak for themselves, that can no longer worship for themselves, that can no longer have any backbone to do anything other than doing exactly what we want. Become part of the experiment. And there is no way that will ever happen. At least I would hope not. And those that are standing on this side, that are standing firmly with God, hopefully you have your feet so firmly planted on that rock that that's just never going to happen. So we've had to stand here firmly as these waves are crashing in and around us. And there is a human frustration in all of that that is inordinately real. The frustration is, as we look at our brethren and we see them taking this injection, the human side of us is shaking our head. And I don't think there's a person out here that wouldn't like to see some form of accountability for what they have done. Because they haven't helped the waves calm down. They've only increased the intensity. Because every time they join the ranks, those waves get a little bit bigger. And this is where I have to take a breath and I have to sit back and put that human tendency. And I'd go further than sometimes of saying that accountability, I want justice for those that have forced the few of us to have to stand as the waves crash in. But I have to take a step back. Because that is not the way of God. God can heal all things. And in the end, we are all part of Him. We are not anything ourselves. We're humbled to Him. So if you think of ourselves like part of a body, and you have something that's trying to tear part of your body apart, when the rest of the body comes to that aid to keep whatever's happening there safe in the body, when the threat is gone, the body doesn't punish another part of the body. And that's difficult to accept or place ourselves in at time. Because we are individuals. We do have an ability to navigate in this world, to use our reason. But in the end, we're all connected through Him. There is nothing that is Scott. There is everything that is God. There is nothing purely that is originally Bard's. It is all the hand of God in the end. So we have to step aside from that place as we step up in the world to leave our resting place as children in the world. And we are given eyes of our hearts to enlighten us with all that is given. What we are seeing is the seeing of the world more purely as God sees, not the world as we want it to be or as we desire. The ultimate goal is to heal and to extend those hands of healing to bring people back. In no way am I suggesting this is easy, so please be clear. And in no way am I suggesting to roll over and play the dead cockroach on the floor and give in. But one of the greatest lessons that Christ gave us was His final walk. And it began in the garden when they arrested Him. When the servant's ear was cut off and Christ stopped the fight. And He chose to make that walk and that moment of forgiveness, not because He was weak, but because He was a greater warrior than all, because He understood truly the true nature of who we were. He understood what we were about in trying to bring people together. This is not going to be easy. The churches are themselves succumbing to the wickedness of Lucifer himself. The churches that are supporting this injection, that are pushing this injection among its people, and the people of the churches themselves are walking away from God, thinking they are standing with God. It's a foolishness. So I'm being clear where I sit here. And I can, it is a true sense in that these people that are taking the injection are now accepting that they are different, that they are safer, that they are more privileged, that they are given better opportunities than those who are refusing to take it in the name of the Lord. For that matter, to refuse to take it, period, whatever your motivation, but especially if you've been associated with them in the name of the Lord. That privilege that these people are seeing is something that the Pharisees would promote. It's not something Christ would promote. Christ would not promote a difference in humanity based on an injection. So if you are listening and you are a Christian and you have taken the injection and you somehow think that now others who have not need to be excluded, or that somehow you are privileged to get certain rights where others aren't because you've somehow protected yourself, you have now had the wool pulled over your eyes. Your heart has been darkened. You have been obscured from the true enlightenment and the true nature of your gifts. You are walking the path of Satan. If a church is mandating the injection, you're making a deal with the devil. And the more that we learn about this injection, the more that we understand how deadly this is, it's a fool's errand. So on one hand, there are definite consequences that they themselves will have to face in a health sense, consequences that ultimately they will have to face in a God sense. But from our standpoint, our prayers need to be for the healing and the unity and the return to God's as one. And that's the point. And as we accept that place in our prayers, the forgiveness for how they are and the praying for them to return and unify as one, we are walking now closer to the path that God would expect, rather than us trying to seek judgment, to seek vengeance, to have a little pride in our heart, knowing that, because I'm telling you, if this doesn't happen to you, I'm going to be surprised that at some point after you get all this harassment, if you don't have this little pride voice comes out in your heart going, yeah, you're going to get, you had the injection, now you're going to have health problems. Na-na-na-na-na. And that's just something we have to set aside, because it isn't about that. The problem that none of us have really understood until recently is how the Luciferian order really works. And it's why this injection for some seems normal when they've missed the entire contract. You cannot take that which is not given. You cannot deceive people openly. You have to tell them the truth so they can decide. People have to use their free will. You can't enslave them forcefully. You can physically enslave them, but you'll never own them unless they make the choice to be owned. So one would ask, well, then how does that work with the vaccination? Because they're not disclosing everything. And here's the catch. When we read a contract, we typically read a contract as if we sit down at a table, someone hands us a piece of paper, and we read the whole thing at once. The Luciferians are very cagey. They are meeting the rules of the contract. But no one said you had to have the contract in one sitting. Now, we say all the time that the Luciferians always telegraph what they do. And they do. You can find it in movies. You can find it in books. And I think most of us, to a certain degree, always are amazed. It's like, well, look, here's the movie. It's doing the same thing. Or look, the book even used the same virus and it was an event. Sure did. But here's where we've misinterpreted something. And it's the motive. Why are they telling us years in advance? Because Patriots, what they've done is they've taken the contract and they've broken it up over a span of time. When people are now signing their document that gives their rights away when they take the injection, and it does do that. One of the key sentences in the signing says, I will assume all responsibility for the consequences of this vaccination. It's the final sentence in the contract. Yes, part of these early movements of the Luciferian order is to shape the thinking and acceptance, but the critical piece on a spiritual plane is that they have taken the contract and distributed over time, 3 years, 5 years, and they have to refresh that contract for every new generation. Why? Because they cannot be found to be deceitful in their accountability and fear of God when they steal the souls, and those people that are taking the injection now are choosing a new master. This is how the world works. It is all about contracts. It's spiritual contracts. And we've never been taught this. This is one of the hidden things in the world, and it's so critical to understand this. This is how their covenants work. And it's what people are accepting when they sign their name on that release form. It doesn't give you any details, except because they've already given you the details. They've already put the details out over time. Most people will shake their head, especially ones that have the vax, like, this is nonsense. It's not. That's the problem. I wish it was. I wish this was just some made up bit of stuff. This is how they work. The contract that people are signing is a transfer of ownership of your soul. This isn't a game about an injection. This is a transfer of ownership of your soul. And they've been prepping things for years. By the way, chapter 1 or paragraph 1, subtext 1A, that probably, as an example, that happened in movie, whatever, back 6 years ago. Paragraph 2, subtext 5C, that happened in the daytime show this, and so on. They've met the requirement of disclosure. The fact that we didn't see it or read it, that's on us. And for some, that may seem unfair. Unfortunately, it's not, because it's just the way of the world. It's the way and the details of how the world works, and all of it was hidden from us. So is there a justice for such a thing when the people were deceived? To a degree, yes, because God can handle that. However, it is still the point of free will and the relationship with God. God can heal, God can retrieve, God can bring all this back in order. But the consequences, nonetheless, of decisions that we make are very real. Under what time frame God can retrieve, under what time frame God can pull back, I don't know. But the critical part is, if you is this accepting Christ into your heart. That is where it all comes back to, that simple thing. And this is the part that I can't speak to. I can only, when I say what I'm about to say, I can't speak to what I'm about to say as if fact. I can only add a perspective. And I use the metaphor of the river. When you start at the headwaters of a river and you're walking together side by side, you can actually hold hands across this trickle of a stream. But as you go down a little bit further, the stream, a little trickle, becomes a little wider stream. And the farther you go, the wider it becomes and the harder it is to hang on. By the time you get down towards the end of the river's point, or say the ocean where it goes out, that gap is quite large and the river is increasingly difficult to cross. No one says you can't get from one side to the other, but it is increasingly difficult to get from one side to the other. So for those who have taken the injection, for those that are now sitting pridefully in a seat to proclaim that you are now somehow privileged over the others, here's the real truth that you're going to have to swallow. It's time to get on your knees and start repenting and asking Christ into your heart now while you still have the consciousness to do so. Because part of this selling of your soul guarantees one thing, that as they continue to roll this out and add in to the full swing of the injection and the force and the activation of 5G, with it comes the suppression of your desire, your will, and even your ability to connect with God. And you won't even notice it. So is that, can you leave that control? Absolutely. Will you? I don't know. I don't know. It's not that you can't. The question is, will you even have the will, desire, or ability after they activate those little chips inside of you and start messing with your higher order functions in your brain, or add memories into your head, things that you can't distinguish between what you actually did and what they want you to do. You become entrapped in a maze of thinking. You see, that's the trap. Can Christ heal all that? Of course he can. Can God heal all that? Of course he can. But the question again is time. I don't know how long that darkness rests within those hearts. And that's ultimately the end game, is to remove the eyes of your hearts of your true purpose and meaning here on earth. And if you remove them or shut them, you'll live in a coma and a sleep for a time immeasurable. And it's not whether God can save you. It's not whether Christ can save you. It's the question is how long you have to wait until they do. And my friends, for those of you that have taken that shot, that wait could be a very, very long time. For the rest of us that stand on this rock, for the rest of us that don't waver off of our love of God and this faith in God and this love of Christ in our heart, let us pray for the many who have decided to take the fool's walk, to be deceived by the idolatry and promises of an evil and dark side, to have accepted the injection as a way of salvation for their soul rather than trusting fully in God. Let us pray for those who have deviated from the path. Let us pray for those who have tried to find solace, joy, happiness in an injection that's quite literally rewriting their DNA. We are the remnant that now must stand to pray to heal this world. That's critical, and that's the bottom line of all of this. It is our prayers. It is our focus and our love and relationship to God to let God flow through us, not what we desire, but to open our hearts to let God flow through, to do what God must do, to use each one of us as a vessel of his own, not without any attachment to what we feel or what we seek or what we desire. We are God's vessel. And let us humble ourselves before him. Let us open our hearts to him. Let us accept all that he will give us and guide us and direct us. Because in the end, the glory of that statement is that God does not want to see his children enslaved. And we are the boots on the ground. We are those here now, and it is through us, it is through our hearts that he works in this world to reclaim this kingdom on earth. Not by our desires, not by what we want today, not what we fear. All of that, set it aside. None of it matters when we walk with God, because we are his. In the end, we are nothing. And when we accept that and open our hearts to that level and pour our hearts open, opening them wide so he can pour his love into this world. I don't know his designs. I don't know his timing. All I know is, as we do that, I know one thing. I know this, and I truly know this. God doesn't want to see his children enslaved. So let's have a conversation with God. Let's open ourselves and offer ourselves to him and simply express how you feel, express the pain, the frustration, how you feel, and then hand him the keys, Patriots. Humble ourselves before him and let him flow through us. Let him use us as we must. We are a remnant for such a time as this, to allow the Lord to fight this fight through us. For this is the Lord's fight. And we are the vassals and vessels of the many things in which he chooses to do to reclaim this kingdom of his. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in this time we feel the pain, we feel the frustration, we feel the emotions of each of us, of those around us who choose to walk away from you. We find the frustrations on many levels. The idea that even those who have sworn their love to you have turned their back on you in trying to choose a path of an injection to find salvation in something man-made rather than true healing and salvation through Christ and the gateways to you therein. Lord, we ask that we begin by asking for your forgiveness for the emotions and desires and selfishness and the many things that go with a position of witnessing something that just is so unbelievable, to watch the people willfully walking away from you, to watch those in the churches turn and make their places not a place of your home and your love, but a place of exclusion based on an injection created by the hands of men. And so we pray for the many. We pray for the healing that only you can bring. And we submit ourselves to you humbly to ask you to please use us, to work through us, to open our, allow us that place to stand as you work through our hearts and you bring that force of love and healing into this world. And to take the many from the grips and clutches of evil. We're on the front lines of this fight, Lord. And distinguishing between what we feel and our emotions around it versus standing of a place within you, as you, as part of you. At times, it can be very difficult. And yet we are here. And we are blessed to be here in a time such as this, to know that we are part of this fight, not as us by birth name, but as all of us in birth name together, all of us submitting humbly as your children and as part of you. Let it rain, Lord. Make it rain. Make it rain in a way that can only you can do, to wash this land of this evil, to cleanse these deceitful forces from our way, to reclaim those that have walked away from you, to bring them before you so that they may be reminded of who you are and humble themselves before you, that we may reclaim this kingdom on earth. And we may do so in Christ's holy name and in your name. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. The power of healing through prayer. God takes care of the accountability. It's not ours to give. Not in this case. We have to stand firmly in the midst of the storm. We have to speak truth. We cannot waver in this time. We have to be truthful in what we do. And in so doing, we are doing the work of the Lord. Let him work through our hearts without ego, without claim of name, but all in the name of him in all things. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press in to this fight. Let us give our hearts openly to God to use us as he must. Let us pray for the power of his blessing and his healing on this earth. He will never forsake us. He will never leave us. He never has. Now more than ever, he's standing with us. And let us remember that in the end, not only has he won this, but he's going to win bigly. And we're going to be there with him. So see you in 20 minutes. At 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern for the next show, which is my weekly discussion, open discussion forum. Whatever comes out, who knows, on Storm Dispatch. But I guarantee you it'll be a ride. I can feel it cooking right now, so look out. So buckle up. All right, Patriots, until then or until the next time. God bless, and out for now.
In the night we were wild, we were golden. Sparks and embers fly away. east of Eden, running with the wolves to freedom.